Do we wanna get rocked?
.45 The Zone, 9:17. This is the Wake Up Zone. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside him. Kevin Ingram. Morgan Alexander, our producer. Coming up at 9:33, going to replay your interview with Marcus Mariota from earlier. If you didn't have a chance to hear it, you get another opportunity to hear number 8. For VandySports.com, Chris Lee joins us now. A little perspective on the AD hire that Vanderbilt made yesterday with Malcolm Turner on board as the new athletic director. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Excellent. How are you guys?
We're fine. Were you surprised that Turner was the guy?
No. If you'd asked me about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago more specifically, I thought that he was going to be the guy. We were hearing things from a couple places connected to the NBA that he was the guy, but there was so little information out there. There was nothing, next to nothing, leaking out of Vanderbilt. And so you never know until you can confirm from that end. The people that did know had signed a non-disclosure agreement that they couldn't talk about anything, so it was a waste of time to go there. That was kind of my best guess for a few weeks. I kind of backtracked that on a little bit last week because there had been so much talk of the sitting AD. There was a rumor out there that that's where they were going, but the Turner thing probably had the most legs all along. It fits a lot of things for them for a lot of reasons that we'll probably get into later. So ultimately, I was not surprised that he was the guy.
How do you sort out the business experience versus lack of college administration for Turner?
You know, Nick Zeppos had a comment in the conference call yesterday, and I don't have it in front of me. I think that either Rex Rhodes or Sparks ran it in Tennessee, and I think it was very telling. And also, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday involved in the process, and it all made a lot more sense once I heard that comment and once I talked to a source. The thing was, strategic planning is going to be the biggest thing over there. It's not just going to be, hey, this is what we want to do. It's going to be going to the coaches and saying, okay, what is it that you really need for your program? What are the things that are priority? How do we get there? And that is going to drive everything. And if you look at it from that sense, it's really hard to fault them for hiring Malcolm Turner because he's great at strategic planning and a lot of other things that they need. There's a lot of things they need there right now. But from the sense of what is going to drive this whole thing, I get that you probably would have wanted to have picked a sitting AD, and that's probably what I would have done if I'd been in charge. But knowing where they're going to go with this and knowing that they needed somebody who was going to feel comfortable with the chancellor and that the chancellor would feel comfortable with, and my understanding is he's going to have a lot more influence behind the scenes, I think, in a lot of ways than David did. I think it makes sense once you really dig in and find out what their plans are and what it is they want to do.
Chris, if you're a coach at Vanderbilt and you're having an initial conversation with Turner, what are your opening topics?
Oh, man, I think that's so open-ended. I think, again, I go back to strategic planning, and I think of the needs that they have. And my first two things that come to mind are men's basketball, which is needed things for recruiting. I think I get those on the forefront pretty quickly. You know, just say, what do you need from us? When do you need it? How can we make this happen as quickly as possible? And the other one, of course, is the football stadium, which I think is going to be addressed in a pretty big way based on some things I'm hearing. Don't know exactly how it all fits together, but the first thought I had is if I'm those two programs, I get my needs out there pretty quickly, and especially if I'm basketball. Just say, how do we get this done? What do you need from us? How fast do you need it? And what can we do to make sure that this goes forward as quickly and as efficiently as possible? And by the way, if you listen to that conference call, efficiency was one thing that Malcolm Turner mentioned over and over again. I think that's important, too.
Our guest from VandySports.com is Chris Lee.
Yes, Chris, man, you know, Turner has an impressive resume. Had he been in line for other, athletic director jobs?
Not that I know of, and what it sounded like to me is that the committee found him. I think that they said these are the kind of the skills and the things that we need, and that name came up to them. I don't think he was looking to be an AD. I've heard it speculated maybe a conference commissioner, maybe a commissioner of a pro sports league, something like that. I think that's kind of where his designs were from what I'm told. And so I think an AD might not have fit directly into those plans, But again, given his skill set and what they need, I think it makes a lot of sense for them.
It seems like it's going to be a home run type hire or a bust. If you were projecting, I guess, some years out here, what would you suspect is going to happen here? No in between.
I think that's pretty accurate. And I'm not the kind of person that sees things that black and white in terms of the extremes, but I think that's probably pretty accurate. I think the big thing that nobody's talking about, Blaine, is I've been hearing for a while, I think they're about to dump some pretty unprecedented sums of money into that program. There's going to be a university matching campaign. I don't know exactly what that looks like. I think all the things that need to be done that we could name are on the table. I think some of the shackles in terms of where the SEC money goes and throwing that back to the school, if it's not already gone, it's going to be gone really soon. The skids have been kind of greased for a while behind the scenes. If you talk to the right people for some changes, basically the bottom line is I think that the stuff that hit the paper with Adam Sparks and Joe Rexroad, I think really changed some things over there. I think it's going to be one of the most important things that's maybe ever happened to them. It embarrassed them. I think it forced some accountability and got some things out in the open that a lot of us knew for a while, but maybe the people that run things there weren't aware of enough. I think they're going to start pumping a lot of money into athletics, and I think this is going to be a game changer. And furthermore, I think the way that this went down with them kind of going unconventional, they need this to work. I think Nick Zeppos really needs this to work. And I think because of the nature of what happened, he's going to need to save face, and it's going to require a lot of investment on his part and on the school's part. I think they're going to do everything in their power to make this work, and I suspect it will. I hope it will, because the people over there, I think, have suffered long enough with some of the nonsense over the years, and I think that the stuff that hit the paper was finally the kind of the come-to-Jesus meeting that everybody needed over there.
Chris, the other thing, in my opinion, they need is a 2018-19-20 sophistication in terms of their marketing plan. I think they've got a unique opportunity, in a city that is growing by leaps and bounds. A lot of sports fans are moving in here. They don't have to be Vanderbilt alums. I also think that this gentleman comes in uniquely qualified maybe to forge some relationships with corporate entities in Nashville, which are growing by leaps and bounds. So there are a lot of opportunities there that I don't think, were necessarily attempted, when David was there. David did certain things really well, but I think he was, I think we all agree, his retirement really started a few years ago, and it was to the detriment of the program. But at least from that aspect, in my opinion, this has to happen.
Yeah, I think that's entirely fair. I wrote a kind of a 7-part to-do list for him, things that I needed to be addressed, and those were a couple of the topics that were addressed. First of all, just from the fan base aesthetics, it's a terrible look every time you go over there and they're in that building and they're being outnumbered by other teams' fans, which happens probably 80% of the time. Maybe more in SEC play these days. That's unacceptable. They've got to do something about that. And yeah, the marketing promotions, man, there's so many good stories over there. And Vanderbilt never gets out in front of things. They end up being a punching bag time and time again. There's a lot of good stuff happening over there. There's a lot of stuff that needs addressed that we've hit time and time again. But, they're going to be number one or number two in baseball when the polls come out. Football's going to a bowl game. They're getting talent in basketball that they've never gotten before. There's a lot of good stuff to report over there, but I think, frankly, they got lazy and negligent, and I think this is an area where Malcolm Turner probably helps him, and I think it's not a minute too soon.
You got to admit that a lot of AD openings don't come in, with the basketball, football, and baseball teams in pretty good shape. The football program is not going to start winning SECs. But you know what I'm talking about. A lot of times that AD comes in thinking, you know, I've got to hire one or two coaches. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Mainly it's from the financial end. And a lot of that lies with Nick Zeppos. But, you know, hopefully, you know, they can forge some relationships. And as you said, I don't care if it's embarrassing the administration into spending money or what. But, you know, I think the coaches have held up their end of it. Vanderbilt should and could be better in this area and not compromise itself as a great academic institution.
I totally agree. And it is the strangest animal, especially if you're not familiar with them, because you look at it and you know the things that have been screwed up and the missed opportunities and just the PR disaster. It's been one thing after another over there over the last few years. And you look at it and you say, they should never win in anything. As dysfunctional as it's been at times, yet I think that points to opportunity. They have managed to win and win big in some ways in some sports that matter. And I think all that does is it points to opportunity. And you look at them and you say, if somebody can come in and finally get this right, then I think their brightest days are ahead of them. And I think that's hard to debate, because if you can come in and fix the things that are obviously broken, that should only lead to more success. And again, I think that's why under the radar, people aren't talking about it, but I think that's why there's a lot to potentially be excited about. They've got to do it. And it's a risky hire in some ways, because he's never held that job before, but I think they've got a lot invested. And I would not be surprised if we're having this conversation 5 years from now and things have changed a whole lot between now and then.
Chris Lee has been our guest from VanitySports.com. Thanks for your time this morning, Chris.
You bet.
All right. 9:29 the time. When we come back on the Wake Up Zone, going to visit with Marcus Mariota, our interview from a little bit earlier. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, number 8's on deck on 104.5.